Welcome to the episode of the Soul Mind of Maverick podcast. On this episode, we're going to be having a conversation with Master Jennifer Penny. She's a fourth degree black belt in Taekwondo and the founder of Champion Taekwondo in Fort Mill, South Carolina. Now, we're going to be discussing a very unique and powerful approach that she had towards leadership, servant leadership, how unique and special that is, and how that can have an impact on your clients, on the people you're leading, and just in the world in general around you. So listen in. We know you're going to find this extremely helpful. Take care.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. First thing I want to do is I call you Master Jen. We've been back and forth about what I call you. So let me clarify that because it kind of starts this way. The perception of martial arts with many people is not what it actually is.
Yes.
Master Jen is a title that you get when you reach a certain degree of black belt, correct?
Fourth.
See, that's where I want to clarify that. So when I say Master Jen, it's not saying I'm bowing down to the master. It is a recognition of what you've accomplished. You're like, JD, you finally get it.
It's not that I didn't think you got it. It's just that, I mean, that's just kind of my personality too, is,
It's a recognition for what you've accomplished, which is great things. That's why I'm so excited. I told you earlier before we started taping, like I get an interview, you had a nickname of the Dragon Lady. Or the.
I don't know if I like that one.
The Master.
Don't call me that behind, well, like off the mat.
I need to, I can't give all the secrets away. And how do you like the microphone? I think it makes me, I don't know what it does. Maybe it just hides part of me because I have this thing about talking in front of people. So it just kind of like, so pardon me. It's not that I'm greater than or less than. I have this thing here. But so let's get started with a question I want to ask you. And that is this. So I came to your place at the age of, I'm not going to give the age. So let's just say later than most start.
You're an adult. Put it that way.
I was an adult. And here's what I knew, that after a set period of time, it probably took about 2 or 3 years, and I also watched this happen with the people around me. What you were doing had a great influence on many of us. I'm going to ask you what your secret is. You don't have to give me away secrets you don't want to give away. It is an experience, and people are still talking about it, that was unique. And I have never seen it anywhere else. So tell me what made your place different and what was your secret?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to give away all the secrets today, but
I didn't expect it from you. And you, by the way, I should have said this, is the owner of Champion Taekwondo in Fort Mill. Mm-hmm. So give us away anything that you're willing to give away.
Well, mainly be honest, the secret of it all is when I first started, especially, I mean, now in hindsight, of course, looking back, I have been able to see a formula that I was creating at the time, but I didn't go into it with that intention. I didn't go into it with a goal that was concrete in mind for what it, or I didn't go in with the goal that it turned out to be. And that was something that could only happen through the people that showed up for me there. And so that's really kind of the secret, is it's about the people. If you want to know any kind of, recipe for it, it's about the people. And the intention behind it all is to let people show up in a way that is authentic and look at what's real for them in the moment. And that doesn't have to do just with martial arts. That could really be with anything. But for me, when I first, getting back to the whole business thing, when I first started, I was bootstrapping big time. So I had like a framework for what I felt like martial arts business should look like, because I had been in the business for a long time at that point, but going out on my own and opening my own center wasn't something that I intended to do at the time. I opened Champion Taekwondo because it was 2009 and we remember what was going on with the economy during that time. My husband was in IT and he had a really niche kind of specialty, and his job was being eliminated from lots of different places. It was just, it was hard for him to find work at the time, as many people were experiencing. And so as a family, he was consulting with the traveling and everything. It just, it wasn't working. So I was working in martial arts. I had been for years, but my son, my youngest, was young at the time. He was four. And so I was just working part-time. I didn't have the intention to open this business. And, but with what was going on with our family, we just looked at, okay, this is what you have. This is what, you know, we can do. And I went for it. And it was more out of necessity, honestly, than a dream or desire that I had. So intention wise, I went into it with the intention of not moving in with my mother-in-law.
Which is a pretty good one.
That was very motivating. Trust me. So with that kind of, you know, just that disclaimer, I guess, that this wasn't something that I had thought about for years. And my deepest desire came true when I opened the doors to this martial arts studio. It was really something that I was winging it. I was just, I mean, I felt equipped. I had a great foundation thanks to my teachers and martial arts itself, but not in business. And so that was something that was very new to me. And I was, even though I had been part of other people's martial arts businesses, again, I started Champion 10 years ago. Well, now it's been, it was in 2010. And I had an idea of what I wanted it to look like, but I didn't have any real world experience in those things. And so I took the framework of what I knew martial arts wise and curriculum wise, and that really, that carried me through. I didn't have a lot of worries business-wise because I had such a good foundation with that. Mm-hmm. And I knew that if I could get people in the door, and let them feel the effects of martial arts for themselves, then that's what would make me successful. Because it doesn't matter what I tell you about martial arts and, you know, this is, martial arts is great. It's for you. It's for everybody. I could sell it all day, but really it came down to people experiencing it for themselves. And that was the real, like the fire, I guess. Once I had a few people, you call it, what is it, the first follower? Once that person is in there and they start telling their neighbors, and the location that I chose was key too. That was definitely, it was such a great location. And I looked at quite a few other spots, and where I ended up was dynamite. It was attached to a wonderful neighborhood. And that was the idea, was that I'd be like the neighborhood school and studio, and it worked. So
it did. Mm-hmm. It did. Gratefully for us that you were in the same neighborhood I live in. So it's great. And so many of us. Now, I have a little bit of experience with martial arts. My experience with martial arts has been through you and, you know, a couple of other people here and there, but not like like we did together. We have together. Like we're built, like the relationship continues, hopefully, for me. But yours is unique. And you kind of gave away two secrets. You gave away the secret. Tipped it. You let people show up and be genuine, authentic. I don't know any, again, my experience in life has come from business, not necessarily martial arts. I can only assume that's a pretty unique thing in martial arts as well, I would think. And I know in business and in life in general, there's not a whole lot of people that just say, just show up and be yourself and genuine and authentic. So that's one part of it. How did you, is that just who you are? Did you learn that from somebody?
Well, that's one of the things that just kind of organically grew. It wasn't something that I necessarily realized at the time, but that was very important to me personally. And now, as I've been able to expand in that framework, I guess, I realize how important it is, not just for me, but for other people. And it was really kind of the secret sauce, I guess, for personal growth in a way. So here's a little bit of the backstory for why I even started looking for that. And at the time when I opened in 2010, I was still very much looking for that myself. So growing up as a kid with LD, I really had a self-esteem black hole. And so I started martial arts at 23. That was something that was unique about me personally, because most of my peers, that group's expanded now, but especially then, the people that I knew, they'd been doing martial arts, the people that owned studios, not the people that practiced with me or just were in class with me as I was coming up through the ranks. But the people that were professionals, they had been doing this since they were children. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. So they didn't really have a recollection of a time when martial arts wasn't part of their life. And so they had just been experiencing the benefits kind of seamlessly. And I don't think that it was necessarily easy for them to recognize either. I think that they knew it was part of what had obviously made them who they were and good at martial arts, but I didn't have that kind of lifelong experience. So that had a little bit of a chip on my shoulder. It made me really motivated. but also back to that self-esteem component, I was really searching for something to help me feel better about myself. And I started martial arts because I was overweight and I wanted to lose weight. That was really my main motivator. It wasn't so much about self-defense or, some of those other reasons that people start for all different reasons. But for me, it was the fitness part. And I really wanted to get in better shape. And it was the carrot that I needed. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I feel like going to the gym didn't work for me. I tried all different kinds of fitness and diets, and I just struggled with my weight my whole life. And martial arts changed that for me. It helped me have a better relationship with my body and with myself, with the way I viewed myself. And that that affected everything, obviously. But the way that it impacted me, I did recognize that. And I recognized that I felt strong. And that was the first time I'd ever felt any of that strength. I felt empowered and like I had something to contribute, which was something that I was really searching for. So it gave me all those things. That's just a short list, the short list of what martial arts has done for me. And so that was a huge motivator for me. It was to be able to pay that forward and help other people experience that.
Yeah, you had a really unique way. And I've been involved around it. This is not, if anybody wants to know my experience, they can hit me up a conversation on Circle the Panda or email me. So this is not about, I'm only using my examples as what I experienced, not what I brought in. You had a really great way about, I remember, JD, look up and look in the mirror or you're not going to progress any further than that. You had a really wonderful way about finding people in a genuine, authentic place and coaching them in a way that was constructive. And I didn't like you much at the time when you said it, but it was the truth. But you had a really art for saying, look, I found you in this place. I recognize what might be lacking because of your past experience. Now, here's where it's showing up in you. Now, look up and look in the mirror or you're not progressing. It was just a really servant leadership type way that you don't get. And I think that's why people are still going, you impacted us for the rest of our lives. And then the in the moment part, if you would expand on that, because you were very intentional about saying, when you come on this mat, you're not going to bring your stuff from outside on this mat. Explain that a little bit.
That what you said about it being your experience. And it's the same thing with me. This is my experience. A lot of people have many different experiences in martial arts and how it affects them and what they bring to it or take from it. So this is, again, just my experience with it. And that directed, it influenced everything that I did. And for me personally, that idea of once you step on the mat, there's a tradition where you step on and you bow. And we did Taekwondo there, but I've seen and participated in a lot of other different styles. And that's kind of a traditional way to do it. And I thought when I first started for years and years, I thought it was you step on the mat and you show respect, right? Which you do. But I thought it was respect to the people or to the, you know, whatever was going on there. Like some kind of, I don't know, showing a, I don't really know the word to put on it. But anyway, it was about the person I thought that I was showing respect to. But now I understand. And by the time I opened there, I understood. And I really wanted everybody there to get this, that you're showing respect to yourself. Ooh. It's about showing respect to yourself by giving that moment of, we did it with a bow, but there's all different ways you can do it. It's just that mindful second, split second, that in your mind, it's like, all right, now I'm here and this is going to be what I focus on. And I'm going to do my best in this moment. I'm going to show up here for whatever comes, but this is where I am now. Instead of bringing that outside stuff onto the mat. And there's so much magic in that. There've been times after you do anything for a really long time, you experience stuff in life. And there are times when that kind of practice of showing up, and honestly, once you get going, you do that in the second, you know, in the beginning, but once you get going, you can't really think about other stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was a relief for me. It was, you know, a way that, gave my brain a rest and my, the things that whatever was going on in my life, hard, easy. But there were times when things were really difficult and martial arts really gave me an anchor to be able to deal with stuff in a more constructive way. So I think that's kind of what you're talking about.
Yeah. You don't always know what it does to the other person. It's fascinating because I keep looking down here. I mean, I get to see the transcription. So I get to read this over and over and over again. But so what it did as an adult, that would bring all the stuff from the outside in. The message I would hear is don't bring that in here because it's going to impact those, around you, which impacts me. So when I removed the negative energy from myself and said, all right, I'm going to have to clean this out because I have a leadership person here that's looking at me and she's going to expect better than me to bring this negative stuff in. So that's their expectations. So I would walk in the door and clean that out. And before I enter the mat, I would say, okay, I'm here. I'm here. And it would flush out. I've heard somebody say that it would flush out all the negative and start bringing in the positive, or at least neutral.
Mm-hmm.
Because the environment.
It makes space for that.
Yes, it would make space. I had somebody say that if you focus on something for 17 seconds. It starts changing your mindset. So what you did, you would create space. Then I would enter the mat and it was such a positive place, my happy place, as we call it, that you created space and you enter it and then you get all this positive stuff going on that it would take over.
Mm-hmm.
That feeling of that would take over. So that was really something you don't see. And you said you don't see it. I thought too, it was bowing to the master.
Right.
And it was actually bowing to myself. I knew I would get some of the secret. I knew we would get some of the secret somehow.
Well, and that's not something that we necessarily would talk about. That's something that I can't. It's like that idea, the teacher opens the door, you have to go through it yourself, right? Like I just facilitated that process for you. And I didn't realize that in myself for years. I honestly didn't realize it until I saw it affect other people. That was how I really kind of figured out what, you know, maybe that's not supposed to be the intention. Maybe it is about bowing down to somebody. That's how it was created. But the way we did it and the way that I wanted to carry that forward was the idea of giving yourself that moment and that shift in perspective. And you know me, I'm really direct. And if I see somebody carrying some kind of stuff in here, I'll be like, stop, you need to whatever. Right. And so that, that idea of what we bring to the room and what our awareness of that, that's something that you keep talking about how my program was different. And I think that some of the keys to that was that I wanted to focus on the things that weren't necessarily martial arts,
mm-hmm.
the character development aspects of it and the self-study that's available for people because, you know, my majority of clients were kids and they don't necessarily understand those kind of lessons. They can understand a lot more than people give them credit for, but I think that's something that isn't, they want to learn how to jump over stuff and spin around in the air five times and do kicks. And I mean, you know,
yes,
adults too. It's not just kids, but you come into it with this idea of what martial arts is going to be. Parents would come in with their kids and they would have this idea of what martial arts is going to be. And while I did deliver that, like martial arts is kicks and punches and strikes and all those things, that's what it's made of. But the opportunities for growth, going back to me and my self-esteem and building those things in myself, I didn't know when I first opened what a strengths-based coach was. I didn't know that as a concept. I didn't, but I knew, but I was practicing that. That's what I was really doing without realizing was trying to identify the strengths in people and just look at whatever's real in the moment, whether it was a group of people or one person, and saying, all right, here's what we have to work with right now. Let's just look at that in a real way. And these are, you know, let's look at it from, yeah, there's stuff that we need to, as far as the framework of a curriculum or a technique goes, there's things that we'll work on, but let's just look at what you have now. And that came out often as the strength because that was the lens I was viewing it through because that's what I was trying to develop in people. So I think that that's a big key to it too, is that strengths-based acknowledgement, I guess, of what, where we want to start.
Yeah. You're going, that's another part of the secret for you. So I'm going to kind of wrap this up now because I don't want, if you allow me, I will ask you 30 questions and just keep, you know me well enough. And
I will talk all day long if you
Oh, but wow. There's the value of this, but I think, but whether you share it on Circle, and I sure hope you do, or you branch off and do these incredible things, which you will, you're going to be expressing this in a format that people are going to get in buckets rather than an hour. But I really wanted to kind of sum this up this way and a little bit of a gratitude because I was listening to you and I wrote down three things. Let people show up and be genuine and authentic. Let me make this point before I hit the other two. This is not about martial arts. This is about life. So those people that are going to see the martial arts and the topic, we're going to be intentional about saying, this is not about martial arts. It's about life. And think about these things, three things from a life, from a standpoint of life. One, like I said, let people show up, be genuine, authentic. Be in the moment with them. And the courage to correct in a loving and caring way. Those three things are an expression. Well, they're first of all, they're an expression of servant leadership, which is rare. And people hear servant leadership, go, oh, don't. It's an expression of servant leadership. And ultimately, it's an expression of love. In a fashion that you don't get nowadays. So, Master Jin, thank you so much for that and for so many of us that you've done this for. And we're just very grateful. And I'm grateful for the time today. And thank you very much.
Thank you, JD. I just wanted to say too that our history too, you walked in the door. I think I'd been open for just a few months. It wasn't long after I had opened. And so you've witnessed this evolve over time. And so just talking through this, you know, if people may see, you know, our interaction. We have a long history of, you know, working together in a way that is sometimes been uncomfortable and sometimes been wonderful. But I'm so appreciative that that birthday party brought you in my door that day.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Your whole family. Oh, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
You came for your kids.
I did.
But it wasn't long until you ventured on the mat too. And I was blessed by that.
Thank you, Master Jen. I appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks. You too.
And thank you for listening to another episode of the Soul Minded Maverick podcast. If you need to get in touch with us, you can find us at circleofthepanda.com. If this is a conversation with a guest where it's been recorded on video, you can find it there on our YouTube channel. With this, we wish you all the best and peace.